Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. I'm Stephen Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we're going to be talking about Perseverance Theater's Bigfoot and Other Lost Souls, opening tonight at the Sidney Lawrence Theater.
And our guests are two actors from the show, Luke Bartholomew, who is playing Maximum Gray, and Rachel Landon, who is playing Bernie Bernstein. So, Rachel and Luke, welcome to Stage Talk.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
This is a new musical, Bigfoot and Other Lost Souls, so nobody knows what it's about yet. So, Rachel, why don't you begin by telling us a little bit about what this musical is about, what concerns?
All right. Well, the show starts with our characters, Bernie and Max, together, living in Los Angeles, California in the early 80s. During that time, and it's revealed early on in the show, Bernie has a pretty terrible medical condition, something that happened to her due to a pharmaceutical company. So she's in battle with that, and due to this terrible thing that happens to her, she loses Max, she's losing her apartment, she's lost all her money, and she's kind of at the end of her rope. So, being the failed actress and writer she is, she decides to take a chance on a job that comes up. And it's a writing gig on a Bigfoot documentary. So she travels out into the woods where she finds some kooky characters and maybe even Bigfoot.
That sounds like fun. And you play?
And Luke, who do you play?
I play Maximum Gray. I play her ex-boyfriend, who is a struggling performance artist and shoe clerk. Extraordinaire, who also gets dragged into this crazy world in Mount Shasta.
Actually dragged and dragged.
Yeah, dragged and dragged. There's a little surprise here and there. You know?
Interesting. Some surprises on our way, huh?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Lots of surprises in the show. You will not be, you will not see the show coming in any way.
No, not at all.
Well, that's good. You say you meet some other quirky characters. Can we ask who some of those characters are?
Yes. Right before Bernie goes off into the wilds, into the mountains and woods of California, she actually encounters an activist named Rudy. Rudy is played by Enrique Bravo. And basically, she asks him to accompany her as her assistant, basically. And so they travel to California together, and they meet Nikolai and Maggie Stevenson, played by Eric Hoover and Patricia Hall. So so basically, they're the Bigfoot experts. And well, I guess I would kind of compare it to The Wizard of Oz in some ways, that Bernie is kind of a very skewed Dorothy Gale, and each one of the characters kind of offers something on her adventure a little bit.
but nobody's an animal.
Well, actually,
like I said, you won't see it coming. Yes, there is a character. There is a character in our show.
There's some dogs, possibly some Bigfoot. I don't know.
There's some woodland creatures.
Woodland creatures. You know, there's maybe a mannequin or two.
And all this fits in the Sidney Lawrence Theater, I assume.
Oh yes.
It'll be a wild ride, but well worth it. The people at the preview enjoyed it.
Well, Luke, who would you be in this Wizard of Oz analogy?
That's a good question. I don't know if Wizard of Oz quite fits with me.
Toto, perhaps?
I think Toto might be a good one, yes. The dragged along and having a good time in the process. But, you know, it's just such an interesting show about revelations and learning in the Wizard of Oz sort of way. It's a great ride.
That each character is looking for something and realizes that they had it all along kind of situation.
Yeah.
And there's music in it.
Yes. The music is written by Mark Holman. He is a Tony Award-winning writer. Many people who are familiar with The Great White Way might be familiar with Urinetown, which came out, I think, about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And he won a lot of Tonys for that and a lot of other awards as well. Luke can tell you there is all kinds of music in this show. Right, Luke?
Yes. Yeah. It's very, the composer, I mean, I remember from Urinetown, but also work on this one. He just loves styles and finding the opportunities in these different ways of expressing these music. You know, there's sort of those, the ballads that borrow from this genre and the driving force of that genre to help tell his story.
Urinetown was a lot like that.
Yes,
too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Non-traditional.
Yeah.
Are there any songs from this show that might be ones that the audience is singing as they leave? Are there any showstoppers? Or is it more sort of a musical picture of the entire event?
I definitely think it's a pretty much an emotional roller coaster, but I definitely think that the songs are so good that people will leave humming a couple of them.
Yeah. Oh, because they had worked on the show previously, and I joined it just a little bit ago in this production. And my first rehearsal, I'm hearing these songs, and they're already stuck in my head. They're so catchy and just fun, and they've got such nice bounce to them. A lot of them do, and the other ones have just such heart to them that you're always remembering them.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Rachel Landon and Luke Bartholomew, and they're talking about Bigfoot and Other Lost Souls, which is opening tonight at the Sidney Lawrence Theater and is brought up to Anchorage from Juneau by Perseverance Theater. And everything that I saw last year, well, or at least two out of three things I saw last year that Perseverance brought up were very good.
Well, we're glad you enjoyed them.
Yeah. I hope you enjoy this one when you come see it.
You know, one of the things that Perseverance has been trying to do is to include many Alaska actors. I noticed that Eric covers in the show, who is a local actor. Also, Luke, you have ties to Anchorage. You went to school here.
I do. I went to service in high school and UAA for undergraduate school, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your journey, how you went from Anchorage away and now how you're coming back to Alaska.
Yeah, well, after I left Anchorage, I just wanted to go sort of, as any young person does, you want to go explore a little bit and work there. Mm-hmm. So I went to Oregon, drove all around working here and there at various theaters. And then finally, I've been living now in New York, and I saw this notice. And I've always wanted to work with Perseverance. I've seen their shows. They do such amazing shows. And I just saw this notice, and I knew I really wanted to be a part of this one, especially like looking at who was involved with it and what this was. And so I auditioned, called them up, and thankfully now I'm here, and I'm excited to perform it for everyone here, you know.
How is it coming back to Anchorage?
Well, there's a lot of new roundabouts, but I hear they're safe. I'm getting used to it, but I like it. It's nice to come back and be part of this community and say hi to everyone and get to perform for everyone once again.
Right, and it's nice for the other actors who are coming up in the UAA program and other areas, TBA, ATY.
I taught for those places, and right, I hope a lot of those students will come watch and get something out of it.
And Rachel, tell us a little bit about your background. You're from Texas originally, but now you're in Minnesota. So what's your journey to Juneau?
Oh, well, I actually grew up in Texas. I went to school at the University of Evansville in Indiana. And like many people after school, I decided I wanted to venture out to New York City to be a starving artist. And after a few months there, I went to this audition at Perseverance Theater. That was in 2000 and the winter of 2006. And they were doing The Who's Tommy, and I ended up getting my dream role and decided, 3 months in Alaska, and I'll be back, and it'll be a nice little adventure to talk about. And here I am, and this is 2013, and I still find myself coming back to Alaska because of that adventure I had. Not only was my experience in Juneau wonderful, but, I came back to work at Perseverance a couple of times. I ended up working in Skagway over the summers. And so I found myself drawn back again and again. I moved out of New York City. I now reside part of the year in Minnesota, part of the year in Texas. Live a little bit of a gypsy lifestyle. But I come back here because the community is just so amazing. Well, Juneau, for one. Has this wonderful cultural community that I, being the stuck-up New Yorker at the time, wasn't 100% expecting. And, of course, coming up to Anchorage, I feel it's the same way, that people just have a wonderful outlook on the arts and are welcoming, arms open to the arts, which is not something you're going to find everywhere.
No, especially in a town of this size. We think of it as a big city because it's the biggest in Alaska, but it's actually rather small.
Well, this is a bustling metropolis compared to Skagway, I can tell you.
We're the big time. Often we talk about the technical aspects of the show, and this must bring some interesting technical aspects, including, I guess, a forest, perhaps. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's definitely... there's a lot of different sets, and we have such a wonderful technical crew. I can't recall the names. You know better the designer names.
Yes, Art Roach is the artistic director of our show, and he actually is doing. He's the artistic director of Perseverance Theater, and he's the lighting designer of the show. And his wife, Akiko, basically, she designed the set. And it's a basic set because it has to serve as about 20 different locations.
Yeah.
You know, it serves as the inside of a cabin. It serves as the middle of the woods, top of a mountain, inside a cave, the middle of the streets of L.A. So, you know, they've done a fantastic job really creating all of those spaces on one simple set.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and not to mention also the band. I mean, we have a wonderful... We finally got to hear them the other day, finally, because we've been rehearsing with just a piano, and I think there's six people in it, and it's just amazing to hear how talented they are and how just amazing they are, their craft and their work.
And we're going to run out of time pretty soon, so I want to take this time to say again very carefully, you two are up from Juneau working with Perseverance Theater. Your play opens tonight at the Sidney Lawrence Auditorium in the Performing Arts Center. And I want to thank you both for coming, Rachel Landon and Luke Bartholomew, to talk about Bigfoot and Other Lost Souls. I'm looking forward to seeing your play.
We look forward to having you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, or if you want to post your own event, go to datebook49 on alaskapublic.org. Alaska Opera's production of Tosca runs this weekend with performances Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 4. Performances will be at the Discovery Theater and the Performing Arts Center. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
Up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts presents Sense and Sensibility, running through February 13th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
Anchorage Community Theater is offering a class in stage makeup taught by Ellie Janicek and sound design taught by Dan Anto. Classes begin tomorrow and run from 2 until 3:30 p.m. To register, email Kate at actfamily@gci.net or call 344-4713.
Early editions for Red tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Cyrano's. This is directed by Elizabeth Ware. It opens in May and will also be performed in Valdez. For more information, contact Liz Ware at edgeware@gci.net or cyrano's@ak.net. Also, auditions at Out North tomorrow at 11 a.m. for a play by Jack Dalton to run in late February to March. Contact Jack at ravenfeathers.com.
At Cyrano's, Freud's Last Session runs through January 27th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or you may go to centertix.net.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of Ashana Madel opens tonight and runs through February 17th. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
And finally, Perseverance Theater of Juneau will present Bigfoot and Other Lost Souls, opening tonight at the Sidney Lawrence Theater and the Performing Arts Center and running for 2 weeks. Performances are at 7:30 Friday and Saturdays and 4 on Sundays. Tickets and information at 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Stephen Hunt for KSKA.